We are here for a very special purpose, brethren. This is not a holiday. This is a holy day. The first day of a very special week. 7 consecutive days specially specified by the eternal Creator God of the vast, limitless universe, which he commands to be celebrated each year. The command to us is to appear before God on these days. But not only that, we are also commanded to rejoice before our Creator. We must meet together at the place where God has placed his name, at Woodson Bend in Kentucky in the United States, across Africa, various places around the world where our brethren are gathering together, and here near Lou in Cornwall. And I promise you that here we are going to have an absolutely marvellous time. And I do not apologise for my humour. Now, this is a refresher school for the ambassadors of the kingdom of God, ambassadors of our heavenly homeland. What is happening in the world beyond the bounds of these faith sites should not intrude into our enjoyment of these special days. Even as the events of the nations outside our feast sites continue on their toboggan slide to oblivion, those events should not detract from our happiness and our rejoicing here in God's place where he has placed his name. Outside just shows how close we are coming to witness the fulfillment of these days, and that in itself should encourage us to really rejoice, not at the suffering out there, but at the prospect of that suffering out there being brought to a close. These days picture a time of prosperity to be enjoyed by everyone, a time of peace and tranquility, a time of freedom from oppression, from the filth, depravity, squalor, and heartlessness of today's society. We are enacting here a time of truly godly utopia. Each year we are asked, why are we here? Today I'm going to give you just one very basic reason. We are learning about the world tomorrow, which will be a time of rejoicing for everyone when we will have taught them how to receive the benefits of the blessings which come through obedience to the eternal Creator God. Now we are here to practice that which we will be teaching in the world tomorrow. We are here to rejoice before the eternal our God. I'd like to turn to Leviticus chapter 23 and verses 39 and 40. These verses are referring to this time. These days are looking forward to a time when Jesus Christ and his saints will be ruling here on this earth as kings and priests, and we will be teachers. Today, as the Apostle Paul stated, we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God, which is our homeland. The new update from Mr. Bowles emphasised this point, and we could do well with reading that update again to keep this in the forefront of our minds whilst we are here. Leviticus chapter 23, beginning in verse 39, we read the following words. Also in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Eternal 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And you shall take you on the first day of the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Eternal your God 7 days. This is a command from our Heavenly Father, the God of all creation. This is not only a command to keep the Feast of Tabernacles in the place where God has placed his name, It is a command to come here and to rejoice before our God and to rejoice before our Saviour Jesus Christ. God's people from around the world have gathered in temporary dwellings in various places here to enjoy all the glorious things, all the good things, good food, good wine, and the company of people of like mind, God's called out ones. These days look forward to a time of abundance, as described by Amos in chapter 9 and verses 13 to 15. In these verses we see that there will be a time of such abundance that not only come from obeying the laws of our Creator God, which He set in motion at creation. This is a joyful result of people obeying the instructions of their teachers, the rulers of the five cities, or whatever number of cities those teachers have been given. Amos chapter 9, beginning in verse 13, we read the following words. Behold, the days come, saith the Eternal, that the ploughman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens, and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon the land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of the land. And I will give them out of the land which I have given them, saith the Eternal your God. A time of real peace and prosperity and abundance for all. This is the result of people obeying the teachers. Sometimes coming, saying, this is the way, and probably scaring the living daylights out of them as you come up behind them and say, don't do that, this is the way to do it. Surely, this is something to make us happy. Happy at the prospect of knowing that soon we will be in a world of peace and everyone will be enjoying a degree of prosperity. A degree of prosperity that these evil days have denied them. That world we have left behind and beyond the confines of the places where God has placed his name. So we are here in a special place to rejoice before the Eternal our God. The Apostle Paul gave us some sound advice in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Mr. Henderson told us last night to rejoice. And this is just what the Apostle Paul has said. Maybe I'm taking this particular scripture somewhat out of context, but it is very, very applicable. It says everything that we need to do. It tells us that we're going to have to rejoice. We are enjoying good company, pleasant wine, sumptuous food, and a quality atmosphere to praise our God, who gives us every reason to rejoice. Now to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, we read the following words. Rejoice in the Eternal, always, and again I say, rejoice. Some words are used almost casually, so perhaps we need to look a little more carefully at the meaning of the word rejoice. Rejoice means to cause joy, to make glad. It means to feel great joy, to take delight in something, to make merry, to celebrate some wonderful event. Here we are celebrating God's holy day, the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. As has been said so often, we know how this story ends. So what can be more joyous than that? Knowing that we have been taught should cause us great joy. To know what we've been taught. Isn't it wonderful? We know what is coming. We know the end of the story. We know that Christ is going to return. And we're going to have a time of wonderful joy here, an abundance throughout the whole world. To have been selected should cause us great joy. To have been called by the great God. It's wonderful, isn't it? I mean, how can you have anything better than the calling that we've been given? to we have this wonderful opportunity, and one day soon we will become kings and priests to the great Creator God and the ruler, and we will become the bride of our Saviour Jesus Christ, to whom or by whom all things were made. We are here in a physical setting today, but picturing a far greater and far more rewarding future, a physical world in which everyone will be enjoying abundance, and we will be here as spiritual kings, priests and teachers to the world. And that should really give us a sense of well-being, a sense of joy, a sense of utter happiness. Soon, maybe 5 years' time, this will become a reality, and we will become the bride of our Saviour Jesus Christ. Brethren, time is passing. We are much closer to the end of this age than when we were first called. And we are here picturing a really wonderful, stupendous future. So now, our orders for this feast are to rejoice. Let nothing detract from our gladness. As Mr. Henderson said last night, the negative thoughts come from Satan, who, if we resist him, must flee from us. So rejoice, and be exceedingly glad, and be merry with the brethren here at God's feasts. Remember God's command throughout these days. And you shall rejoice before the eternal your God 7 days. And for good measure, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice.